down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk. News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With expert advice and support from Vodafone, your business can make technology work for you. See vodafone.ie/business.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Brian Walsh. He's the CEO of the VHI Group. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Delighted to be here. Great to see you, Bobby.
Now, we're off to a great start because you hail from a place called Kilkenny. Tell us about your early years. Your father was in business, in the grain and fertiliser business. Your mother was a dentist, but you were around business at an early age.
Around business from a very early age and grew up actually on the weighbridge down in Kilkenny, weighing in grain, doing testing on wheat and barley as it was coming in. But I would say, a really happy childhood, tipping away on the side of farms, etc. And indeed, went to school with your own brother, David.
That's right.
Back in the CBS in the day, Bobby.
Yeah, CBS, where all great education began.
Indeed.
So when did you decide maybe then that a career in business might beckon? You decided to study commerce in UCD, which led to a qualification in chartered accountancy.
That's right, yeah. I very much drawn, actually, from a very early age to a business career, but also a kind of an understanding, I guess, of healthcare, given the fact that my mum had started studying medicine, converted to dentistry along the way. And it's amazing how the world comes full circle that now I'm in the business of healthcare, which is a point, I think, of really great pride for me in terms of what we are doing in VHI in support of our members day to day.
And we'll come to VHI in a minute, but let's talk about maybe your route to VHI. You worked in Hungary and indeed in Germany. Was that with Citibank, Deutsche Telekom? Tell us about your career progression, if you would.
Yeah, I think I have a little bit of a nomadic nature. I always wanted to live and work abroad, experience other cultures. So as soon as I finished my contract, actually, with PwC, I moved immediately with Avonmore, as it happens, Glanbia today, to Hungary. They had just bought a co-op over there and were looking to actually bring fresh milk to the Budapesti market. Worked there for a period of time, switched back over to Germany and lived in Germany for about 5 years, working initially with Citibank and subsequently with Deutsche Telekom, and got the call actually back to Ireland in 1998 to come and support Aircom's IPO at that time.
Okay, so and in those jobs in Germany and Hungary, were you a numbers man?
I suppose numbers have been probably my hallmark over the years. So
yeah,
I've worked in a whole range of financial transactions in terms of, IPO of Deutsche Telekom, of Matav in Hungary, indeed of Aircom. In Aircom, I was finance director of the retail markets division for a period of time. So, yeah, my career right up to joining VHI in 2014 as CFO, as chief financial officer, has been in the finance world, but leading businesses through finance,
yeah,
I would say.
And your time in Aircom, what was happening in the business at that time?
An awful lot.
Well,
initially when I joined 98 into 99, the IPO, but the whole telecoms market was being deregulated at the time.
Yeah.
So there was huge increase in competition coming in. And I worked with this fabulous woman, a Greek woman, Sula Evans, who led the retail markets, and I was her finance director. And we had a fantastic team in terms of the innovation that we brought, in terms of the customer care that she led, in terms of the colleague care that she led. So that was a fantastic period. Really, really challenging, but really, really rewarding.
So you joined the VHI in 2014, as you say, as the CFO, and you were appointed CEO in 2022. So you had a good number of years as CFO of the organization. So you probably had a chance to, I suppose, learn and soak up the culture and all that goes. In other words, you were well qualified for the job when you eventually took it.
Certainly understood the business, the opportunities and indeed some of the challenges. So, when I joined VHI, extraordinarily, actually, it wasn't a regulated business.
Was it not?
It was not. there was maybe a carve out, but the EU was now at that point in time demanding of the Irish government that VHI, as one of the biggest financial services organisations in Ireland, would be regulated. So actually that experience of previous transactions was I think quite important and supportive to my initial role.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the intervening time, obviously, you know, VHI has invested really, really significantly and continues to invest significantly in, you know, our member experience, our customer experience, and the way in which healthcare is delivered and the funding of healthcare. So that was very much part of my role as CFO and is very much part of all of our roles as a leadership in VHI today.
So 2,000 employees, 400 clinical colleagues providing care to over 1.2 million members. It's a big, big organisation.
It's a big organisation. I often think, you know, VHI is to healthcare and health insurance in Ireland as Google is to search and as, you know, Hoover is to vacuuming. We are health insurance in Ireland. We lead the way. And, you know, a quarter of the Irish population place their trust in us to support them in times of need and indeed in supporting their continuing well-being day to day.
Do you ever get frustrated, Brian, with, I suppose, the complexity of healthcare in this country? Now, it may be the same in every other country, but it's a very complicated process. It's a cost-plus model where the consumer ultimately pays. Or would you disagree with that?
I would disagree that it's a cost-plus model. I mean, the bottom line from our perspective is that every euro that is paid to us by our members in premium goes to healthcare and services and is reinvested in our business. So yes, we have to make a profit as an organisation to sustain, to reinvest, to grow, to be better. But within that, we have, you know, a responsibility to deliver the ever-increasing demands of our members, but also to innovate and make better and deliver better value. And we do that when we attempt to do that on a day-to-day basis. In relation to complexity, the bottom line is that, you know, people want choice. People have ever-increasing and broad demands. At the same time, as an organisation, and particularly in relation to products, we have done a huge amount to be as accessible and as simple, both in the training of our colleagues who support people on a day-to-day basis on calls, you know, in our app, in our MyVHI portal. And indeed, you know, we have 25% of the products on the market, but 48% of the market share. So we are doing what we can to make our business as simple and as accessible to our members as possible.
And you say there is competition, and there is competition, and that keeps us all on our toes. In terms of the stickiness of the product, in terms of not losing, because, you know, at the end of the day, look, and I think it applies to a lot of insurance, the consumer is probably cost-led, you know, assuming that everybody gives value. Cost becomes the most prevalent thing in the consumer's mind.
Cost is hugely important, Bobby, absolutely. And at the same time, you know, that experience that people feel of what VHI is delivering, both in their time of need, am I covered, have I the right plan, and indeed the kind of healthcare and the partnerships, both our own VHI Health and Wellbeing, where we have now six healthcare centres, three in Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway. So our investment in delivering better from an experience perspective through both our colleagues speaking and supporting to our members, through our digital capability and in both the health and well-being services that we deliver digitally in people's homes and through our healthcare centres and our partnerships, those make a huge difference to the experience of people on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And is there, would I be right in saying, Ryan, that the ultimate goal is to, you know, and I know I appreciate people have to go to hospital for needs, but to try and get a lot of what now happens in hospitals out of hospitals, into people's homes, allow people to live in their own homes in a dignified, healthy way for longer. And that obviously suits the model even commercially, in that it should ultimately be cheaper if that could be achieved.
You've hit the nail on the head, I think, insofar as acute hospitals do a fantastic job in what they are doing. And the big opportunity, I think, for us as a healthcare organisation is to help people to stay well for longer, to avoid hospitalisation where that's possible, and to have people come out of hospital as quickly as possible into their home. So we are investing significantly, and as I say, in our community care capabilities, our healthcare centres, our digital services, and indeed our hospital at home services, which at the moment we have particularly in Leinster and also in Galway, but we are looking to expand those on a nationwide basis.
Okay. And maybe a little bit about downtime outside of the busy job that is the VHI for you. You're an endurance runner. You've run many marathons, and you're off to do what? An Ironman event in Wicklow this weekend.
Not an Ironman.
Almost.
An Olympic triathlon on Sunday.
Same thing.
Little bit of a difference, Bobby. But I've done one or two half Ironman. I don't think I'd have the time or the stamina to do a kind of a full one. But do you know what? I do want to live what we want to support our members to do. I want to try and live a healthy life. I want to be a little bit healthy in quality health years.
So as well as getting personal enjoyment out of keeping fit and those competitive challenges, you're walking the talk in terms of your role as the CEO.
Absolutely.
Of the VHI.
You have to eat what you sell. and I think that's hugely important, and it's something that, again, we want to support our members in their lifestyle choices, in how they live, and in their health.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Eat what you sell. Brian Walsh, CEO of the VHI Group, thanks for dropping in to us this morning, and great to see you healthy and fit, and keep doing what you're doing.
Delighted. Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.